know your name, you are in trouble. You know what I mean, Anna? Know what I mean, Lindsay? I will teach you something here, okay? If you walk by me and ignore me, that'll be the last time you do it. I will embarrass you on purpose. How many know that's true? You don't have your hands raised? Why don't you have your hands raised? What you don't know is you're going to help me in the message this morning. Yeah, now you changed, didn't you? Yeah. I don't know what you're hitting her about, Lindsay. You're in it too, amen? You're not Lindsay. No, that's Lindsay right there, right? No? No Lindsay? What in the world? First letter. B? Bethany, that's it. Bethany, I got it. I'm getting a little old, you know what I mean? That's just, how many are getting a little old? Hey, you're getting old when you don't think you're getting old. You know what I'm talking about? I remember when I used to think like when somebody died at like 60, they're really old. Then it's all perspective, because now I'm 66 and now it really looks young. You know what I mean? Hello. All right. I appreciate everybody praying for me and with the homegoing of my wife and all the cards and text message. I don't take it that for granted. And I haven't had teenagers and people send me stuff. But I'm thankful. I'm thankful for God's people. I really am. I'm thankful for God's people. She's cute. She's going to cost somebody a lot of money one day. Yeah. Tell her. I just know she's one of them high maintenance ones. Amen. I had them in my junior church. I have ring pop for her if I hook her right up. Amen. Well, the Kaiser's got a whole thing of candy. Amen. That's how I roll. Amen. How many are like candy? Yo, ma'am, how come you don't have your hand raised? You don't like candy? You diabetic back there? I'm looking at you with the black on. Why are you acting like I ain't talking to you? I know they like candy, amen? You don't have your hand raised. You have problems? I'm here, you have a problem, amen? I'm just saying. Ooh, Lord have mercy. I don't know that guy. Why is he picking on me? It's because that's what I do. All right, let's pray, and we can start. Lord, we love you today, and I don't take it for granted that I'm here in this pulpit today. And I pray that we might hear from heaven today. I pray that your Holy Spirit wash me and cleanse me with your blood from my sin. And I pray that, Lord God, if there's anybody here watching and even here today that's not 100% sure that heaven is their home, I pray today would be their day. Maybe we're here today and we're a little away from the Lord today. Maybe wandering a little bit today. I pray that your Holy Spirit would work. I pray you'd speak to my heart today. And I pray you'd challenge us and change us to be more like thee. And we'll be careful to give the praise, honor, and glory. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Matthew chapter number 19. Matthew chapter 19. Normally, I tell you to turn to the wrong place, amen? But it's okay, we're right this time, amen? Matthew 19. She's cute as could be. What is her name? Tamaya? Samaya? Samaya. Samaya, could you come here for 1 minute, please? Come up here, please. Come here, Samaya. Brother Kaiser does everything unorthodox. It doesn't matter. Samaya, come on. It's okay. I won't bite you, and she'll come with you. Okay? Okay, look. This is for you to go to the dollar store. Okay, do you like the Dollar Tree? I love the Dollar Tree. Now, watch. Here. You put that. Hold it. I'll give you a dollar. You put $1 in the offering, and you spend $3. Can you do that? Okay. There you go, sweetheart. She's going to tell you to say thank you. You're welcome. You're welcome. Yeah, you would not say thank you one time to my father and he'd take what he gave you. Amen. That happened one time on my half. Amen. Never did again. Amen. I might be dumb, but I ain't stupid. Amen. Hello. I hope you girls are ready. It's just so awesome. Don't even give me that look. If you give me that look, girl, you are messing with the wrong person here. And I forgot the other sister's name. What is it, Kaylee? Oh, good. She'll help you too. Amen. The three amigos. Huh? She what? Well, who's this girl? Oh, that's what I forgot. I forgot her name, Opal. So Opal will help you today too, okay? That way she's laughing. She might as well be up here too, okay? She can hold your hand if you want to, Ann, okay? Good. I'm so glad you're happy about that in church today. Praise Jesus. Matthew 19, beginning in verse number 16. Matthew 19, verse 16. And behold, one came and said unto him, Good master, what good things shall I do that I may have eternal life? And he said unto him, Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. Whoa, wait a second. I don't know. Do you like read the Bible and think like, why did he just say that statement? I thought he was God and man. But he's trying to illustrate today now and to this fellow is humanity. So it's humanly impossible to get to heaven through religion and somebody else but besides what he's going to do when he dies on the cross. Now, I don't know if you were like I was, and I'll get into it. I want to get ahead of the message today. But I was taught about God in my head. Roman Catholic for 25 years. And pretty much until I got God from my head to my heart, did it change my life. But I lived religion, but it got me nowhere. Seriously. So this is where this guy is. Watch it now. Pretty amazing what goes on here. Watch. But if thou wilt enter into life, keep the commandments. Now watch it. Just a scam. This guy's a scam. You ready? And he saith unto him, which one? Like... You know, like, hello, like, what a scam. How many have ever met scam people, amen? Oh, not too many people met some. That's probably because you are a scam. Anyway, we won't go there this morning. I'm sorry, I don't want to touch on your sin, but that's probably how you are. Okay, here we go. Jesus saith, thou shalt do no murder, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, honor thy father and thy mother, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Now, why has he got to throw that in there? Why got to do that? How many here have ever had a bad neighbor? Okay, watch. Let me illustrate to you. Okay, on my property are no trees that bear leaves. And my neighbor, all his trees are on my side. 50 construction bags full of leaves. Now, do you know what I want to do in Jesus' name? I want to take him and dump him on his side of the fence. It belonged to him, not me. And God said, that would not be a good testimony. I said, could you just not leave me alone just for a couple minutes here? But I'm supposed to love my neighbor like I love myself. Wow. And I got a problem just loving God the way I should. I mean, if I love God the way I should, we'd be different. Oh, it's getting really quiet now, but that's truth. Because if I love God with all my heart, soul, mind, and strength, watch it. You ready? I would be a different Christian. You know what would happen? We'd have revival in America. We'd have revival in this church. Come on now. So here you go. The young man said, just so you know, the wind's blowing in, amen. It's the Holy Spirit of God. The young man saith unto him, all these things have I kept from my youth up. Watch it. What lack I yet? Jesus saith unto him, if thou wilt be perfect, go and sell that thou hast and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me. But when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, verily, verily, I say unto you, that a rich man shall hardly enter into the kingdom of heaven. And again I say unto you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. And when the disciples heard that, they were exceedingly amazed, saying, who then can be saved? But Jesus beheld them and said unto them, with man this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. So I want to illustrate, and I want to ask you this question. What kind of life are you living? Okay, three amigos, come on. Why'd you turn your head like that? She acts like she didn't do that. I mean, what, do I need a camera shot on her? Come on, Anna, get up. Opal, come on, Lindsay, let's go. I keep calling her Lindsay. That's just the way it goes. Her name is Bethany. Stop. Leave me alone. Okay, because I'm picking on you. Make sure you're okay, okay? Okay. I'm going to let you pick. You can be number one. You can be number two. You can be number three. Or you can be number four. Three. Okay. Come on down here, please. Step into my office. Three, right here. Okay? Good. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. We need one more girl. You helping? Come on. I met her too. It's really not good. First letter again.
Must be Lindsay.
No, it got to be Lindsay. So nobody asked for your volunteering. Amen. Thank you very much. He's messed up. Yeah, you know that, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Not Mary, not Morgan.
He has Mary in it.
Mary?
Mary.
Ann?
Yeah.
You're awesome. Stay away from her, please, okay? All right, here we go. One, two, or four?
Two.
Two? Okay. Mm. Middle of the road, girl. Yeah. I thought high maintenance would have picked number one, but anyway, she wouldn't go that route. Opal Ruski. One or four?
Four.
Please. Very good. No, see how that was? Did you see how nice she was about that? She said number four, please. Is that okay for you?
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm going to hold it for you. No, watch, watch. Did you see that look? Said, no, I ain't giving it back. What are you, dumb? I might be dumb, but I ain't stupid, amen? Sorry. Sorry, you have to be number one, my way own. Oh, you gave it to somebody else. Slide over this. Yeah, I would stay away from her as far as I could. All right. Now, I want you to think for a minute, okay? Okay, here you go. The first life, and I want you to put yourself somewhere. Here we are. The first kind of person is a self-directed person. James 4:14. Why are you looking at me that way? You know you guys back there are going to have to read. I know the Bible verse. I can quote it. Turn your Bibles, James 4:14. What are you looking at me that way for? What's the matter with you? You think this is like, you know what I mean, party time or something? I can bring candy out. All right, who's got that? You got it. You sit down, you get slapped. Reading the Bible and you're sitting down, you must be slapped, bro. And you have to listen. You have to wait for them to turn the Bibles. Okay. Just trying to teach. Whoa. Yo. Scott, so wait a second. Somebody's a little slow up here. You know what I mean? Stinky's leading the choir right now. Amen. He's having a hard time finding the verse. You know what I'm talking about? He'll be all right. Amen. Go ahead, sir. Nice and loud. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Now watch. Listen very carefully. The self-directed person is somebody who bases everything upon what they hear and what they know. They're humanistic in their philosophy. You ready? This kind of person is never wrong. Did you ever meet those people? And what they say is they don't care about the Bible. They don't care about God, and they don't think God exists. You know anybody like that? You might be sitting right here today. Now, it's blowing out there. Do you understand that? Did you know that they were going to say that? They said that in the weather report? Just so you know that, right? So why should it surprise us, right? Okay, good. Everybody okay now? It doesn't matter if you are or not. But anyway, all right, here you go. All right, so this is self-directed. Excuse me. I'm sorry. Self-directed. So are you self-directed? Now, I don't know about you, but I remember growing up. I really do. And I remember growing up, and I'm thinking, like, am I ever going to be a teenager? Watch. Am I ever going to graduate? And before you know it, hello, I graduate. I'm making life choices. I get married. Literally, seriously, I met my wife at a Catholic dance. How can you beat that one? Come on now. Catholic dance, I wasn't even supposed to be there. Nuts, huh? Watch, it even gets better. But when I met her for the first time and I wasn't even saved, I knew I was going to marry her. And we were married for 45 years. Just really. I mean, besides God, I mean, that was my best friend. But I remember a time as a Roman Catholic where I was self-directed. And you couldn't tell me anything. Because you know what? I was all full of pride. And I thought I was all that in a bag of chips. Just a little high for the leaning, but it's okay. So are you there? So first point is what? Now, yours, listen, my junior church does better than that, amen? You can talk in church right back to me, okay? The first life is what kind? Found where in the Bible? Thank you very much. I'm giving you this because the Lord told me to give this to you. Okay, that's yours, okay? You put the dollar in the offering, you keep the 10 to spend, okay? Thank you. Give her a nice round of applause. Wow, that is... That is so weak. All right, here we go. Second life is the selfish-directed life. Okay, 1 John chapter 2, that's the carnal life. 1 John chapter 2, all the way to the back of the Bible, 3 John's, Jude, and Revelation, keep it simple, stupid. Amen. You got it, bro? 1 John chapter 2, 15 through 17. Listen, good job. You got it. Go ahead.
Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the lust, the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever.
Thank you. All right, now watch. This person is dangerous. Watch it. Because they're saved, but they're not living like they're saved. Like, watch it. They're the people who aren't in church today. They're the people outside trying to tell our young people the way they're living is they're having fun. And they're enjoying life the way it is, which has a draw on them to go the way they are rather than living the way they should be living. Now watch it now. They could be in the church here today because you just come to church because you're just doing your duty. But you're still living like the devil all through the week. And you expect that everything is okay when everything is not okay. Because you're carnal and you're thinking. And your bottom line, you're selfish. Because you're not worried about anybody else when you forget about it, that there are people watching your life and watching what you're doing. And they don't want anything of what you have. And I'm about sick and tired of it, to be honest with you. I'm not in with the changes. Come on, I'm not in with not keeping the standards. I'm not in living for not living for God. I'm not going by the way of the devil. Do you hear me? I don't even care if I don't preach anywhere anymore. I'm just telling you, listen very carefully. The Bible hasn't changed. That's where I stand. So you can't live like the devil and expect God's blessing on your life. Period. But that's what they'd have you believe. Hello? The Bible says you'll live and enjoy your sin for how long? A season. Payday's coming. Come on now. Listen, who goes to church and gets paid? I mean, seriously. I mean, can you imagine? And you really didn't want to come up here, did you? Not really, not really, amen. Thank you very much. Give her a nice round of applause. All right, here we go. First was a what kind of life? Where's it found? Second one is the? And it is found? You're doing good. You're doing really good. We might get done at 12:30 or so. It'll be good. Yo, stop. Don't look at the clock. Why are you looking at the clock for? What is the matter with you? You need money? Oh, that's what she said, preacher. She needs money, amen. I don't know who doesn't need money. Who needs money? Raise your hand, amen. Come on. What are you, dumb and in a box of rocks? And you got both hands up. You got daughters, amen. That costs you a lot of money. You have any boys?
2 boys, 6 daughters.
Please. Oh, my Lord, have mercy. Oh, my soul. Lord, have mercy. Please. Oh, I saw one of them young, high-maintenance girls. Yeah, I did. I saw one of them. All right, here we go. All right, here we go. This is surrender-directed life. Surrendered. Surrender. All right, here we go. Romans 12, verse number 1. You got it, bro? Hold it. I know it. Daniel. No, I want to call him Daniel. That's his brother. What's your name? Caleb? Andrew. Don't be laughing at me. No, it's your wife laughing at me. I wonder why them girls are all messed up. Go ahead. Go on, Andrew, man. All right, now watch. Stop. How many of us know that verse? Are you ready? How many of us live that verse? Now, you listen to me. Whew. July 6, 1980, I showed up at a Baptist church for the first time in my life, really in June. And I'm sitting on the second pew, and the Holy Spirit of God said, you need to get saved today. I said, if I get saved today, then my life's got to change. And I thought for sure my wife probably met with him because he was talking about me the whole time when I was in the second pew. Ever been there? Come on now. It's called the Holy Spirit. I said, if I get saved, my life's got to change. So you listen to me. So July 6th, church a couple times. July 6, 1980, I'm sitting on the second pew, and literally, I'm ready to get saved. They have the Lord's Supper, preacher. Guess what? They don't give an invitation. I'm thinking like, yo, over here. Like, I'm ready to get saved and give an invitation today. I never not give an invitation. I'm just saying. You know what happened with D.L. Moody, right? The fire came in Chicago. Hello, watch now. Watch now. So me and the Lord are having a little conversation. And the Lord said to me, you don't have to go up there to get saved. He said, you can get saved right there. He said, do you admit you're a sinner today? Yeah. I got no problem with that. Yeah. Hey, admit. Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. I got no problem with that. Amen. He said, B, you got to believe. Acts 16:31, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved and thine house. I got that. Whew, struggle a little bit with the third one. You got to see, you got to call. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And with the mouth, come on, man believeth. So Lord said to me, you believe that? I said, I believe it. Come on, just like yesterday. July 6, 1980, in the second pew at that church, I trusted Christ as my personal Savior. I got saved, and I've been saved ever since. 25 years old, come on now. Come on. I know most people got problems. I don't. I know I have problems. But I don't have problems with my salvation. So I get saved. I'm figuring, okay. You ready? The verse says, your reasonable service. Do you know that everybody in church should be doing something? Do you know what I found out? Normally the problem is, Anna, nobody likes to clean the church. Always got problems with people in the church, and here you go, work in the nursery. Ain't nobody want to change filters. I only change one type of filter, the wet one. The other one never got changed in my house. I don't care how it smelled, I spray Febreze until mama gets home, amen? I'll put another diaper on top of that diaper, amen? So it don't come out, but I ain't changing that filter. I'm just saying that's how I roll. That's how I roll. So the preacher said, well, I said, can we do something? He said, yeah. He said, we need somebody to clean the bathrooms and vacuum the church. Now, let me just help you out a little bit. You don't want me cleaning the toilet in the bathroom. You ain't going to be able to sit on it, amen? My wife can clean toilets, and I'll vacuum the carpet. No position, right? Because nobody knows about when you do that when nobody else is around. We just want a little pat. Stop. Let it ready? I'd rather not have any pats and no glory now. I'd rather get my reward when I get the glory. Amen? I'm just saying. Hello? So that's July of 1980. July of 1982, I'm sitting on the second pew trying to mind my own business because I never mind my own business at all. What are you laughing about? I never do. And the Holy Spirit of God said, I want you to surrender your life to me. I said, if I surrender, you're going to call me to be a missionary. I ain't going to Africa. Lions, tigers, and snakes. I hate snakes. You know what kind of snakes I like? Dead ones. I like dead ones. Don't tell me what kind they are. I don't even care. My wife hated spiders. I'll kill them in a heartbeat. I hate snakes. I ain't going there. He said, okay, you're disobedient. I said, what about grace and mercy and love? What about that? No. You got to surrender. Whew. That's just me and God. Phew. So I said to God, I said, okay. I said, God, I'm going to surrender today. And what I'm going to do today, if you want me to be a missionary, I'll be a missionary. But today I'm just going to make myself available. For whatever you want me to do, I'll do. I don't care. Now you listen to me very carefully here. I'm not interested in populating the corporate world. I'm interested in populating God's kingdom and God's servants. That's what I'm interested in. There's no greater calling to serve the Lord. Now, you serve the Lord full time, all the time. But when you get called and God calls you, it's an amazing thing. Just an amazing thing. So I remember, like it was yesterday, I got up out of the row, out of pew, and I came down here. And God said to me, because you surrendered to me, what I want you to do is I want you to work with kids and teenagers for the rest of your life. Now you listen to me. God knows my heart. I'm nobody. But the people I levitate to and the people who levitate to me are kids and teenagers. Now you listen to me. It was given to me by God in 1982 because I surrendered. Now, I don't know where you are in your life today, but maybe God just is putting his little finger on your little heart today and wants you to surrender. Now, watch, you listen very carefully. I have to surrender every day of my life because this flesh just wants to take over. But it started in July of 1982. Whew. So to work a tournament and be in Fairless Hills, Pennsylvania, and drive 6 hours to come here, who cares? Do you understand what I'm talking about? You know why? Because God called me to do that. Do you hear me? It's not hard for me to do that because that's what God has called me to do. Now, I don't know. Now, maybe the whole side of the building's coming in. It's okay. It's all right. It's okay. Doesn't matter. We're in control. I mean, not us, but God is, right? So if the building blows and falls on us, we all go to heaven. Who cares? Like, I'm threatened about that? What, are you stupid or what? I mean, watch now. So here you go. So let me ask you. Maybe you surrendered a camp, or maybe you surrendered some other time, and now you're not following what God called you to do. The Bible says that God's callings are without repentance. It's not God who's the problem. I'm the problem. Do you know how much I really could do if I just let God do it? Whew. You just got to be, come on, you got to be surrendered.